Episode 3230, Break the Silence.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How are you doing so far? I know coming back off of a holiday week is so challenging, but you know what? I know you're cut out for it. It's Wellness Wednesday. Break the silence. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, it's easy to fall into a pattern of waiting for the right time to break free from old habits. But why wait for the new year, those New Year's resolutions, or society's approval? It's time to break the silence and take charge of your well-being. Don't let the world silence your dreams. Speak up, rise up, and create a life that nourishes your soul. Create your now. You know, there is so much happening right now in the world. And it doesn't matter what side you want to pick on, but the side I want you to think about right now is within your own four walls. What are you doing for your own health? I've been talking to a lot of people lately, and it amazes me how all of a sudden they're hitting this certain age between about 35 now to 60. And people are like, I got to do something. I got blood work back, and it just doesn't look good. Man, I've been diagnosed with this and I don't know. I'm 35 pounds overweight. I'm 65 pounds overweight. Now, you know, my kids are growing up and I'm getting out of the house, but not as much as an empty nester. And I'm tired. I walk upstairs and I've got this heavy breathing pattern. I don't know where you are right now, but I want you to think about where you are right now, my friend, within your four walls. Life is precious. And sometimes life can be cut short when you least expect it. This Thanksgiving, we had time to spend with our entire family, including my mom. And one late afternoon into the evening, we decided to go to my husband's office and decorate it for Christmas. On the way back, when we were driving, it was very early in the morning or late night, depending upon how you look at it. And so we were hitting around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and all of my sudden my mom just wasn't feeling well. And she's had these bouts every once in a while. And she said, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get sick, but I can't. I'm driving on the highway going 75 miles per hour and my mother passes out. I had my daughter and my grandchildren in the vehicle with us. And so my daughter was able to tend to her until we could pull over. I dialed 911 and I was talking to the dispatcher and they sent the paramedics, the fire department and the police. Everybody showed up on the side of the road here in the South. And it was at that moment that it brought me back to, you know, sometimes we feel like we're just alone in our own four walls, that nothing's happening. Now, granted, this is within a car, but you understand where I'm coming from. That we think nothing really matters. And it's all right if I put it off, if I don't go to that doctor's appointment, if I don't figure out why I'm having this pain. My friend, you need to break the silence because your life depends upon it. You have one body, one mind. And you can sit here and play games with yourself and try to talk yourself out of things and tell yourself that you don't have the financial resources. You can tell yourself that insurance isn't going to cover it. Do you even know where you sit right now at your deductible? You're coming close to the end of the new year. We all have excuses, but you have one life. I don't want you to sell yourself short, which leads to the wrong direction as to 6 feet under. When you create your now, it's making a decision, a choice every single day. And if anything today, I want you to realize that You don't have to sit here and conform to what society says. You don't have to wait until January 1st. Woohoo! Time for my New Year's resolution. Time to say I'm going to get healthy. Why wait? Why not right now? You don't have to be perfect, but you do need to start. And the one thing many of us forget is that you have a choice to make the decision that is right for you. And that decision starts when you break the silence. Where do you need to work on in your life when it comes to your healthy well-being? What is it with your lifestyle? Maybe you're great on your weight, but you need to be working on your heart. Maybe you need to invite cardio into your life. Maybe it doesn't mean you're running every single day, but maybe you're taking walks 10, 15 minutes at a time. But you see, oh, you're too busy. Well, where's your stress level? When you have elevated stress, you have elevated cortisol. All of this stuff runs together. And a lot of times we go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, well, how are you doing? I'm fine, doc. Because you're like, I don't want to run any more tests. I don't want to spend any more money. I'm okay. I'll get by. This too shall pass. It may pass, but will you get past when it passes? I don't want you to be 6 foot under. And during this holiday season, I'm telling you right now, there is no time like the present. Okay, I have been working on my health now, specifically since really late spring. And I started with just baby steps. And then in July, I made a switch to do something extraordinary, not for me, but for everybody else. Was that the appropriate time? Not really. I had so many things going on. New projects started. We were starting the TV thing. I was traveling. We had vacation. Guess what? I still did all of it, but I stuck to my guns. I knew I needed to do this for me. And guess what? I'm a lot further ahead than where I will be when the ball drops for 2024. My friend, why do you want to wait to have the perfect time? You got to break the silence. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Break the silence. And in order to do that, it starts within your own four walls. You have to dare to be different. Society often conditions us to conform and follow accepted norms like New Year's resolutions. But breaking the silence means daring to be different and embracing a unique path tailored to your personal well-being, not anybody else's, not your spouse's, not your kiddos, not your dogs, not your mom or your dad, your siblings. No, it's you. Whether it's adopting a new exercise routine, going on those walks, exploring a plant-based diet, maybe you really need to get away from that extra red meat. Steaks are great, but man, every single night, I mean, come on. Or practicing mindfulness techniques, you got to get that stress level down. Be open to unconventional approaches that resonate with you, your true self. Remember, it's your journey that you're on, and you have the power to pave your own way. It's not about being like everybody else because there is no one else like you. For me, I know when I talk to people about what I'm doing, they're like, Christiane, that's a bit extreme, don't you think? I'm like, yeah, no, not really. I know my body so well. I have more energy now than I ever had before. I feel incredible. I'm sleeping better. I have energy level. And guess what? I'm not hurting myself because I'm working out for 2 or 3 hours a day. My body cannot handle that. I did that years ago. Over a decade ago, and I did it for years. And all it did was to pound my joints on pavement, which wasn't good. Did I feel good at times? Yeah. Why? I had those endorphin rushes, and they're awesome. But now I'm like, woo, the hip feels it. These joints are getting a little bit older. I don't want to have to go under the knife in order to feel good. So I got to protect the one body I have. Dare to be different. Don't sit there and pretend that you have to be like everybody else because there is no one else like you. You got to figure out what works for you. You've got to be willing to say, you know what? Maybe I need those blood tests. Don't want it. because maybe you're scared of the results. But if you don't have the blood test, you won't know the results. Are you going in for the mammogram? Guys, too, have those discussions with your physician. You get one body. Are you taking care of yourself? Break the silence. Number two, embrace imperfection. Waiting for the stars to align right for everything to be perfect can hinder progress and keep you stagnant. Embrace imperfection. And that means not waiting for everything to be in its optimal position before taking the first step toward a healthier lifestyle. If I would have waited for everything to be perfect, you know what? It would be way past 2024. We might be back to spring. That would be a year later. Really? I want to feel good now. Oddly enough, I actually lost weight over the Thanksgiving holiday. I kid you not. I wasn't inflamed. My body wasn't like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe you ate that. Did I eat everything I wanted? Nope. Did I suffer because I didn't get to eat everything I wanted? Nope. But I have the energy. I was able to hold my granddaughter. I was able to chase my grandson nonstop because I was taking care of me. Even though I was traveling, even though I was on vacation at times, even though I was down and helping my daughter and son-in-law with everything that was going on. I went down there in October. The total time that I've spent with them from the time where we had birthday celebrations, they were up here and then I went down there, guess what? 7 weeks almost. Now there was a few days that I wasn't there, but not very many. That's crazy. People would say, well, you know, you just should have waited. If I would have waited, then I would be 2 months further behind than where I am today. I might be dragging. I may not have the energy to talk with you every single day. Start today right where you are and make small but consistent changes. Progress, no matter how small, is still progress. Don't let the fear of failure or judgment hold you back from creating the life that you desire. Right? You get to break the silence. You get to break the norm because this is your body. This is your life. And your life depends upon it. I think there's so much out there in the world that just everything keeps coming at us. I don't care if it's the social media feeds. I don't care if it's the news feeds within there. I don't care if it's advertisements and marketing things. I don't care if it's a traditional, you know, TV or radio, whatever it is, wherever you're getting bombarded with information. Let's talk emails. Let's talk texting now. Now everybody can get your phone number and they send you texts. Oh, you need to try this. You need to try this. You know what? You need to try what you need for you. Maybe you need to turn everything else off and listen to your own body. I mean, in all seriousness, why do we sit here and do things the way we do it in order to feel better, but we're not looking for a long-term solution? We're looking only for a short-term game. Really? Is that really all you want in your life? I don't think so. Break the silence. Finally, number three, surround yourself with support. Breaking the silence can be challenging. Right? And it's crucial to surround yourself with a supportive community that encourages and uplifts you. That's one of the reasons why we're going to be launching AIM. Now, I know it's not happening right this second. I get it. Why? Because I've had to do some other things for my own family. And I appreciate your grace and understanding and your patience in that. I've been wanting this and desiring this, but you know what? When I'm all in, you know, by golly, I'm going to be all in for you. And so we're going to be opening up AIM. But that doesn't mean you have to wait for this to happen, for you to actually take AIM on your own life and figuring out, okay, this is what I want to do. This is where I'm going to go. Start by drinking more water. If nothing else, start there. Majority of us are walking around dehydrated. Our cells are literally dehydrated. And they're like, gosh, there's no way I can function anyway. And you wonder why you're crabby. And you feel kind of lethargic and you're just like, oh, I'm just dragging in the afternoon. Why are you dragging? Probably because you've only had one glass of water, maybe 12 ounces of water. Seek out like-minded individuals who are going to share your passion for healthy living and connect with them through online communities, local support groups, or fitness classes. But you see, you don't have to just sit there and say, I got to have this right now. No, you don't. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This may be the fifth or sixth step that you get to. We're going to be there, my friend, I promise you. But you can do 20 other things before you even get to this point. But when you're ready for this point, together you can foster an environment of growth. You can help inspire each other and create this powerful network of support that will fuel your progress and theirs too. Everybody needs a cheerleader in their life. Everybody does. But you don't have to start there. Do you understand? I think some people think that we have to have everything lined up. You don't. All the stars don't have to be placed perfectly. If you're waiting for that beautiful, glorious, clear night with the moon being full, like, it doesn't all have to be that way. Start where you are right now. Maybe it's drinking more water, just starting there. You may think, but that's just so like no big deal. No, it is a big deal. Start there. If you're one who wants to lose weight, then drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. So if you're 200 pounds, you want to be drinking 100 ounces of water. Now, basically, in reality, I want you to at least be drinking. Everybody should be drinking 1 gallon of water a day. I'm serious. If you need to lose weight, you need to up it. If you're working out, you need to up it. But if you just start there, and if you were to do nothing else but do that from now until the new year, do you know how much your body will be able to release things? Because it can't release stuff when you're not feeding it the right way. Maybe you're one who says, I'm just tired all the time. Well, you know what? You need to move your body. You need to energize it. Maybe you need to start walking. Are you really high strung? Are you under a tremendous amount of stress? Then get to walking. I didn't say running. I didn't say lifting weights. All of that's good. But I'm talking about something very basic. You can make time to walk for 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day. Do that from now until the ball drops for 2024. And then let's talk about the next step. But in order to do that, you have to break the silence. You have to break the norm. You have to say, you know what? It's not about what the world says I need to do. It's not about what that advertisement. It's not about this, oh, if I take this one pill, it's going to help me. No, it's not. For a period of time, maybe. But what is that going to do for you long term? Don't go for the short gain. Go for the long term. Embrace the beauty of breaking the silence and starting anew in unconventional times. The time for healthy living, my friend, is now. Your voice matters. Your choices matter. Break the silence and create your now, a day in your life that nourishes your mind, body, and spirit. You've got what it takes. You can become the person God has designed you to be, but you have to be willing to do the work. And that work starts with one step. And with each step, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's your journey, my friend. Start within your own four walls. You got this. Go in peace. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.